Hello Audio Boom and everyone listening. It's Claire and it is 25 to 11 in the morning UK time on the 9th of July 2014, obviously. Now, yesterday we went to Dominic's sister's and we went to Seaside. We had a lovely day. We had a barbecue on top of cliffs, which were really nice. Chris, that's Leslie's partner, Dominic's sister's partner, he's got a camper van. So we went in that and we sat near the van and had us barbecue, and it were really nice. And we had some nice food and some nice company as well. But throughout the day, Dominic kept feeling really, really cold and going really, really shivery. And while we were driving home last night, he kept saying, "I'm really cold, I can't get warm, really shivering." Anyway, we got home and it was so bad he could hardly walk to house. He eventually got him in and he went upstairs and went straight to bed, which is not like Dominic at all. And I made him a drink. I made him a warm drink, thinking, okay, if he's cold, it'll warm him up. And he drank about half of it. Then I just got him a pint of really, really, really weak orange dilute, because he can't drink water on its own. So he had some sips of that, and then he really burned up. His head were hot, his skin were hot. He said his skin felt like he'd got pins and needles all over his body. He'd got a massive headache, and then he started shaking again. And then he had an upset tummy. So this morning, well, we both didn't have a very good sleep last night, to be fair. This morning, I got up and I rang doctor, and the doctor is actually coming out to see him. Because I don't want Dominic walking up to doctors. Because I don't think he'll make it. So I'd rather him stay in bed and let doctor come and see him, and that's the best thing. So this morning he's still shaking every time, like when he gets up to either go to the toilet or sits up for me to pass him his drink. He's shaking. He's got a really bad stomach ache. He's hot, he's cold, so poor lad's in a right state, bless him. So we'll see what doctor says, and doctor's coming about dinner time, so won't be too long now really. Sorry about that, just had to pause there. So I think it's some kind of heat exhaustion or something like that. That were my first thought last night. And my mum said the same. She thought it was the same. But I don't know. It is aching, so I don't know. And I don't know about this pins and needles thing on his skin. So I just have to see how he is, but it seems weird having to call the doctor to come and see Dominic at home. I've never had to do that for Dominic before, so he is ill. I did it for my grandma once, because she were poorly, and she couldn't walk to doctors anyway, so we'll just see how he is.